As you already heard, checklist has got a lot of impact for surgical patients. And we all know that checklist has been like a mandatory step in the airline or in the marine areas. And they saw the difference of using or not using it. So when we talk about checklist, what's the aim of checklist? There are things that are unavoidable, so we can't take care of them. But there are things that are avoidable. So for things which can be avoidable or which we can decrease that, it's better to use a standard way of procedures rather than just jumping on and continuing our work. So that's the main aim of a checklist in the operation theater. And it has shown a lot of decrement in both morbidity and mortality of the patients. So in Ethiopia, we just started a new thing. And we saw a lot of difference by implementing this specific WHO checklist, which has been adapted to our own system. And we just go through the process, framework of how we can solve one specific problem so that we can see the difference of how we can modify things there and we can have the best outcome. So when you see the framework on problem solving, you have to start with what's the aim, what do you attain at the end? Then what are the gaps that's there? So how can we tackle those gaps? How can we make up with the solutions? Then how do we implement it? Who are the specific people or what is the specific time that we should implement? Then we have to see the outcome and we have to follow it. So this is the main aim of the going through the clean cut steps in improving the surgical site infection in Ethiopia. So clean cut is a project where we are tackling decreasing the surgical site infection. And as we all know, surgical site infection is it's very devastating thing as a surgeon looking at your patients having surgical site infection, even if your procedure was like taking you the day of your life. So it's better, if it is preventable, it's better to prevent it. So we have to look for solutions, steps, which can be easily tackled. So what are those steps? So this clinical project came up with a process mapping of going through all the things which we can do, sterile procedures, with a specific way of targeting those microorganisms before ending up in surgical site infection. So at the baseline time, we had got like more than 18-19% of surgical site infection. Then we tried to go through all the process maps. Those process maps are literally basing on the checklist. So these are how we want to identify where the specific gap is. So to decrease infection, yeah, there is a place for antibiotics. But when and how? So different research showed us that the best time is at least 30 minutes, 60 minutes before incision. And how can we attain that? If we deliver the antibiotics at the ward, we don't know how long the patient will stay before going into surgery. And if we forget it before the incision, we don't know whether that antibiotics is effective or not after the surgery is already started. So how can we address that 60-minute antibiotics delivery? So we have to inform all the surgical staff in the OR, which includes the nurse, the anesthesia team, and the surgeon, so that the appropriate timing and the appropriate type of antibiotics is delivered at the appropriate site and place. So this can be attained by the teamwork. That teamwork can be easily addressed by implementing checklist. So this antibiotics delivery will be checked at the timeout of checklist, but during sign-in, the anesthesia team will be informed that what type of antibiotics the surgeon will need for that specific type of procedure. So that will be the way of addressing how antibiotics will be delivered to decrease surgical site infection. The next thing is confirmation of sterility. Yeah, timeout will have a place for sterility confirmation, which will be confirmed by the nurses. But how can we confirm the sterility? So that 45 to 1 minute saying of the timeout will help us to confirm the sterility is there or not. But in the process of confirming the sterility, there should be an involvement of the leadership team, which should be part of the checklist implementation. so that where are, what are the processes of passing through all these 30 steps. So this checklist implementation helped us to figure out what are the specific target of addressing it, which is confirmation of sterility, and how can we confirm it. So it has to be started from instrument throwing away from the surgery till cleaning, washing, and laundry, CSR, and coming back. So the steps will be followed strictly, and this process map helps us to identify where are the gaps of attaining the correct change of the sterility confirmation during surgery. So it's been done, and it has showed a great impact. So the last one is proper counting of instruments. So most of the time, the nurses will do counting at the end of the surgery, but it doesn't mean that it will avoid all the, like, the mishap of instruments or ghost counts. So even if there is no specific place when to do it, because we do at the sign out, but we have to have a regular boostering of training or information sharing on how we should do it. It should be done in every time when hollow cavities are closed. So that 28, or which can be modifiable by your own scenario, bulletin will help us to guide what we should do, but it's not a must thing not to modify it in your setup. So by this, the gap is identified, the solution is proposed, and the team gathered together with different trainings and meetings, so information has been shared, then a consensus has been reached with all the teams. So antibiotics will be delivered by the anesthetist just before incision, after the anesthesia is given. And at the same time, checklist implementation is literally improved significantly. So it will help us to communicate well and to address our patient's complication together. So all the team will be together before the incision is done, before the patient is anesthetized, or after the surgery is done, and the checklist will be implemented. And even if it's the duty of the CSR staff to make sure that their autoclave is working, but the leadership should be involved in confirmation of whether that autoclave is properly working or not. So it will be told once the team within the OR is properly making sure that the leadership is on the side of the surgical team. So after the measures are taken, implementation is done, the outcome is assessed, and the outcome showed us as the start, as a baseline, the surgical site infection was 19-20%, but now it's down to 5-6%, which is significant improvement. So a small thing has changed significantly and brought a great impact to the surgical field. This process mapping is not only for surgical site infection. It can be done for different things. It can be done for improving the communication skills of all the OR team. It can be used for improving how we can decrease the NPO time of our patients, our second patients, next patient before surgery. And it also helps us how we can improve checking in and properly making sure that all the necessary equipments and necessary staffs are available whenever there is a need for that surgery. So by that, as we all know, a small key will be the one which will open the house. So a small paper can help us to change the whole surgical world. Thank you for having me.